Every time I step foot on the floor, either coaching my boys or playing, I'm going to give it everything. I do it for myself. I do it for some of my teammates. Most importantly, I do it for the fans. Listen, you can love me, and I know some of you hate me as well. But the one thing you will always do is respect me and appreciate the way I approach the game and what I've given to this game. I'm proud of these two men standing right behind me tonight. See, they're on their own basketball journey. And no matter how far they choose to go, they're not cheating this game. And that inspires me.
Ah, LeBron James, speaking of the ESPYs, I want to go through each one of those comments because a lot of people just took it as, oh, there's LeBron being LeBron, trying to be the center of attention. But as we dive down, we kind of hear a little more to LeBron than you normally would get from some people.
Rob,
I don't know what's going on, Vlad. It's one of those days Exotica got me last night.
How did Exotica get you?
It did not. It did not, really. We're going to talk about Exotica, man. I mean, do you want to go back today?
Is it, yeah.
Okay, I got my wristband. I didn't take my wristband off.
I got tickets.
Okay, but you got a little VIP action right here, too, right.
Oh,
on this wristband.
To take it off.
Huh?
Pause. You're skinny enough to...
I know. I could wear it around my waist, nonetheless. Okay, let's dive in. Okay, so LeBron, here's what people are going to tell you. There's people that love him and hate him. He even says that. You hear that. This is what everybody's coming out of him. They hear one clip, Vlad. One clip, and they go, oh, my God, Vlad, LeBron, that typical LeBron, all about him. It's all I got to... This is what you hear from the general people and media. LeBron announced he's not retiring at the ESPYs. We already knew he wasn't retiring. We knew he was coming back for another year. It was really unnecessary. He's just trying to be the center of attention. Well, it was an 8-minute speech, by the way. And he was introduced by his wife and kids, his family on stage with him. If you don't like that, then maybe you got problems with family. But let's go through the first one where he talks about the respect me part, which is going to be, let's not take it too much out of context. Let's play it right now, and let's hear about LeBron saying, you have to respect me.
Every time I step foot on the floor, either coaching my boys or playing, I'm going to give it everything. I do it for myself. I do it for some of my teammates. But most importantly, I do it for the fans. Listen, you can love me, and I know some of you hate me as well. But the one thing you will always do is respect me and appreciate the way I approach the game and what I've given to this game.
Okay, so the only part you're going to hear in the media is the part, you might love me, you might hate me, but you're going to have to respect me. Never mind the other part that preceded that, Vlad, where he talks about coaching his kids, doing it for the fans, doing it for himself at the same time. You hear the whole clip and you say, oh, even kind of make it a joke. Like, I know you guys kind of hate me, but, you know, I do want to be respected. I like that comment. I have no ill will towards LeBron in that comment. Vlad, do you see how people are kind of taking it out of context about he always wants respect? He feels as though he's disrespected. No! He's talking about loving the game, loving the fans, loving his family, and getting the respect that everyone deserves when they are one of the greatest of all time. You're going to hate?
It's not that I hate. I'm not going to hate.
You're one of those.
I'm not going to hate because, you know how I feel about Bron. I love Bron, but...
Biggie, too.
Biggie loves him, too. I get it. ESPN was giving him giving the record-breaking award. So, to me, it was ESPN's way of making sure LeBron was going to come to the ESPY Awards. Because other categories that he might have been nominated in, he wasn't going to win. But... there was a specific award for record-breaking, and he just broke Kareem's scoring title record. So that's the reason why. I don't think any one of us thought LeBron was going to retire.
Right.
So him explaining to us why he wasn't. We don't need it. Well, bro, nobody believed you. We didn't believe you. You need more people. So, like, there was no need for that. The respect thing, yeah. I mean, you could do it on the ESPYs. You could have tweeted it. You whatever. You wanted to get that off your chest, by all means, do that. The Suns, we've heard that all the time. Like, it's the thing to me was, it was nothing new. Okay. You understand what I'm saying?
Well, what's he going to say?
Like, it's nothing new. He's always been saying every time he's coached his sons over the summers, he gets the love and passion for. We get that, bro. Are you going to play? Is your team did all the signings? Are you going to play? You're going to try to play at least 60 to 75 games? That's all we need. We've done the, bro.
I feel this. You're jumping ahead. We can go through all the comments.
We're going to get to all the points, but I'm just saying it was just like, bro, nobody disrespects you, man. Like, you're respected.
I mean, a lot of people do say some bad things about LeBron.
Nobody disrespect you. They might not like you.
Sergey says I'm a hater, straight up.
But Sergey said it. But he's not alone. But Sergey say it's not on the fact that LeBron is trash or anything like that. Sergey say the fact that LeBron left the Heat.
And you don't think Michael Jordan felt disrespected all the time and used that as motivation to be
Jordan
a better player?
Jordan's different. Jordan could look at a roach and said that the roach is disrespecting him and try to score 80 and stomp the roach at the same time. Those are different.
So for Jordan, it's okay, but for LeBron, it's not.
For what?
To feel as though he's been disrespected.
Nobody's disrespected him, man. And nobody disrespected him.
We did a whole show one time on everybody hating on LeBron and how they wish he never came here.
Hate and disrespect are two totally different things.
That's pretty disrespectful to say wish he never came to the Miami Heat and won championships.
You could hate
that. That is hateful.
You could hate on the person. That's not disrespectful.
That is.
No, I don't think so.
To say you wish a guy never came to your organization and won championships?
That's okay. That's hate.
That's still disrespectful.
That's hate. But nobody's saying that, oh, you're trash.
So your old lady tells you, I wish I'd never met you. That's not disrespectful?
Okay, that's disrespectful. But is she hating?
She's hating and being disrespectful.
How's she hating?
She's saying she wish she never met you.
Right. And then you know what you said? But you're still here, aren't you?
No, she's saying we're after you break up.
Right. But you were still here. That's the thing. Whatever. Athletes will look for anything to give them that extra edge. Fine, whatever. It's his 21st damn year. He needs some extra edge. By all means, if you're in Paris tweeting about what the hell Michael Malone says, you're looking for anything. I will have to admit, this is the first time where I say Brian was just upset that his name hasn't been mentioned in a long time, and that's the reason why. And you know what? Thank you, LeBron, because you did exactly what you knew was going to happen. You knew that people were going to either clown you for making that announcement on the ESPYs and have us talk about it for the last 2-3 days. Nobody's talking about.
We were talking about the flopping rule, and he was the first person picture was about. So he was in the media.
Flopping rule is the flopping rule. That's everybody.
But he was the poster boy for it. And you know, you turn TV on and you saw every time they talked about the flopping rule, who was the first person they showed?
Okay.
LeBron James.
And why not? When if he's doing something that.
He's been out of the media for a while.
I mean, a highlight's different than actual taking 5 to 8 minutes. If you're talking about a highlight about a rule change, you're going to use every damn player. Okay? Stop. Let's not do that.
Say he was out of the media.
But no. So what? Are they talking about Kevin Durant? Because they show Kevin Durant taking a flop. Have they been talking about Kevin Durant?
Yeah.
No, they haven't. It's a you know what that is called? That's called a video package of all the players who get away with those calls. That has nothing to do with what. Oh, my respect, sons, and I'm retiring. I'm not retiring. Nobody expected that. Well, I'm just wanted his name mentioned, bro.
Well, break it down. Let's hear real quick talking about his sons because he is a good family man.
I'm proud of these two men standing right behind me tonight. See, they're on their own basketball journey, and no matter how far they choose to go, they're not cheating this game. And that inspires me.
You never get that whenever they're talking about LeBron. You never get that clip right there where he's talking about his sons.
Dan, are you really serious, bro?
Did they run that?
Dan, do you follow social media?
Yeah, I follow.
Do you follow LeBron on social media?
No.
Okay, then you don't know what you're talking about right now, boss. Because they talk about his son all the time. They talk about his son wanting to play with his son.
How come I never see this on ESPN?
What are you
talking about?
Well, because you might be sleeping.
I'm watching.
No, you're not.
I'm watching.
No, you're not, because you already admitted yourself. You said you get up at a certain time. So don't tell me that. By the time you're watching the shows, those topics are already talked about. They've already talked about LeBron and his kids to the point where people are like, oh, stay away. Oh, Skip, don't talk about his son. You shouldn't be talking about his kid. Don't do that. Don't do that. I think you're grasping right now.
Okay, play this retiring clip and let's see what happens.
What retiring clip?
LeBron's talking about retiring and not retiring, or possibly when he will retire.
He's gonna retire when he says he's going to retire. Come on, man. That's you reaching.
I'm not reaching. I'm listening.
I said I wasn't sure if I was gonna keep playing. And I know a lot of experts told you guys what I said, but I'm here now speaking for myself. In that moment, I'm asking myself if I can still play without cheating the game. Can I give everything to the game still? Truth is, I've been asking myself this question at the end of the season for a couple years now. I just never openly talked about it. I don't care how many more points I score or what I can or cannot do on the floor. The real question for me is, can I play without cheating this game? The day I can't give the game everything on the floor is the day I'll be done. Lucky for you guys, that day is not today.
Interesting choice of words right there. Lucky for you guys.
Dude, this was all, come on, man. That's why people are ripping him, bro.
I know. And he said,
if you understand, so wait, how are you going to say you know? And it was like, why are people ripping him? That's the reason why people are ripping him.
But it was such an eloquent speech and eloquent things he was saying.
Nothing. It was just a basically ESPN, oh, let me be nice to LeBron. Let me get LeBron here. We have no writers for our award show. Let's get all the big names that we can. Let's get Patrick Mahomes and Kelsey. Let's give honor LeBron with an award. Let's get, you know, oh my God, let's get the human interest story with the Hamlin giving awards to the Cincinnati Bengals medical staff. This was all just to draw eyes to the screen. Nobody was going to talk about anything from the ESPYs except for LeBron's speech. That's what it is. And guess what? He could have just tweeted Instagram like he usually has before just to say, hey, I'm coming back for my 21st season. And by the way, when the Lakers are re-signing everybody and you're going, squad looks deep, duh! Stop. You know what? He was trying to garner more attention than the ladies at Exotica yesterday. How about that?
I just thought it was an odd choice of words. Lucky, and I mean, maybe it just kind of came out, and it kind of came out wrong. But like, yeah, we knew you weren't retiring. I don't know. Maybe he doesn't know what he's doing. The outfit was. Why was he wearing a pearl necklace, Vlad?
That was another thing. The man really was grimy, giving granny vibes, man.
He was dressed funky, man, but. Yes, he announced officially, I guess. Was that even official that he was not retiring? I didn't know you had to announce that you're not retiring. But nonetheless, I think it was a choice of words that came out. I thought the speech in whole was nice. I thought it was eloquent. I thought it was endearing. But some of it gets clipped to, lucky for y'all, that time hasn't come yet. It's like, okay. It was an odd choice of words. But for the most part,
everything about that thing was odd.
Well, it's the ESPYs.
But everything about it, it was, bro, if you look at it, it was basically ESPN honoring LeBron.
So they could get him there and get
some
ratings?
They can get him ratings. Look when they honored that award. Wasn't that towards the end of the show?
Of course.
Okay, why?
You saved the heavy hitters for the end.
That's all you're doing, basically.
No, I'm not saying the ESPYs isn't a crappy award show. It might be the worst award show.
And guess what? I think this was a collaborative idea. I think LeBron and his people wanted to do
it. Oh, yeah, he's a businessman.
So, yeah, this was all on me. All eyes on me. I haven't heard my name mentioned in the last 2 weeks. My name hasn't been mentioned in the last 36 to 48 hours in the sports realm. I need to hear my name. Let me hear it.
I'm going to break something down for people that maybe don't work in the entertainment or I don't even know, television world. Everything is scripted or at least planned out. He and ESPN sat down, said, okay, we're going to get this award. You're going to have 8 minutes to speak. You're going to have your family up there. You're going to announce that, or I'm going to announce that I'm not retiring. A lot of that was already predetermined. And if you think, that's just randomly he got an invite in the mail or email, he showed up. No, it was all planned out. All of it planned out. What he was going to say, what he was going to do. Maybe not word for word, but all that was pretty much planned out. Overall, though, not totally mad at LeBron James for what he said. Don't really need to go out and say I'm not retiring. But then again, ESPN, they want the exposure. They want the fun. I don't watch the ESPYs.
That's what I'm saying. Think about it. Nobody talked about the ESPYs. Nobody said, oh, this person won for best male athlete or best female athlete or best team. No, what we're talking about is why did LeBron James have to go to the ESPYs to announce that he wasn't retiring when everybody knew he wasn't going to retire.
It does seem like he was beleaguering the point just a little bit.
So,
but
like, what I've already heard, like, every time you talk to him before the season, Brian, what gives you this motivation? Oh, man, it's watching my kids play their AAU basketball.
He's a good father.
Yeah, he's been doing that for the last 16 years.
He's got a squeaky clean reputation, too, by the way. Never gets in trouble.
So what does that have to do with
I'm just saying, I mean, like, as much as sometimes people want to knock him and stuff like that, he's not
the worst. About his actions, bro. Like, it's about being, I guess for most male athletes, especially when they're of that level that LeBron is, they don't like the passive aggressiveness. So that's why he's very passive aggressive. And everybody wants their best player to be sort of like Michael.
He does get his staff to do his dirty work sometimes.
Right, yeah. But that's what I'm saying. But, I mean, others do it the same way. But in our minds growing up, we thought Michael was the Terminator. Like, there was nothing Mike wasn't going to – Mike would do it himself. Mike can carry his own team. So that's why we compare. He's being compared to Mike. That's all.
I got my bracelet off, lad. There
good
you go.
For you.
No, that's good for you.
Good for me.